Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Designing for Thinking, Not Output. There have been moments during science activities and problem-solving scenarios where students were trying to solve really interesting problems. And I noticed something. Some students became more focused on getting done than actually thinking deeply. They wanted the answer quickly, the fastest path, the completed response. But they were not always slowing down enough to think through the implications, the consequences, the reasoning, or the possibilities behind the scenario itself. And honestly, I think that tension is becoming more important in education right now. Because in a world full of instant answers, thinking deeply matters more than ever. Well, before we get into it, I'm going to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for, sunglasses. There's something simple but great about a bright, sunny day and putting on a good pair of sunglasses. Or even, they don't have to be expensive. They can just be cheap sunglasses from the local store they're on. I just love a pair of sunglasses when it's bright and sunny out. There's something about wearing sunglasses out in sunny, beautiful weather. Second thing that I'm thankful for, recipes for delicious meals. Good food brings people together and great recipes help to create those moments. I love recipes for really delicious meals. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is the time I still have left with my fifth graders this year. As the school year is winding down, you realize how meaningful those everyday moments really are. And as I'm bringing my time with my fifth graders to a close, I value every second that I have left. So let's get back into the main topic. Education has often rewarded output, finished work, completed assignments, correct answers. But in an AI world, students can generate output faster than ever before, which means educators may need to think more carefully about what we are actually designing for. So the topic once again is designing for thinking, not output. So here's what I've been thinking. Fast answers are not always deep thinking. Students, they can arrive at answers quickly, but speed does not always equal understanding. Sometimes students rush to completion without fully processing the problem itself. That distinction, it matters because learning should involve reasoning. Absolutely, it should involve reasoning, not just producing responses. In AI, it increases access to polished output. Students, they can now generate responses quickly. Think about it with essays, summaries, ideas, with solutions. They can generate quick responses. And that changes the educational landscape because polished output is easier to produce than ever before, but polished output is not always authentic thinking. And thinking requires slowing down. Thinking requires taking time. That deep thinking requires taking time, reflection, processing, discussion. Those things are critical. Students, sometimes students, they need to sit with uncertainty for a while. That discomfort can actually support learning because real thinking is not always immediate. And good questions matter more now. The kind of questions we ask students, it matters deeply. Questions that require explanation, reasoning, decision-making, reflection. Those types of tasks, they reveal thinking more clearly, especially in an AI world. And process matters as much as product. Watching students think matters. How they approach problems, how they revise ideas, how they discuss possibilities. That process tells us something important. Sometimes more than the final answer itself. You learn a lot by observing how students think through something, not just what answer they land on. Product-focused environments can unintentionally reduce thinking. Let's talk about that. If students become overly focused on completion, if they become overly focused on grades or getting done quickly, they may prioritize speed over depth. And that can reduce curiosity, reflection, and exploration, which are all important parts of meaningful learning. Productive struggle still matters. I love productive struggle. I'm so thankful for the productive struggle I faced as a student growing up. And I try to still instill that in my classroom. Students, they need opportunities to wrestle with ideas, to work through confusion, to reconsider thinking. Productive struggle helps develop understanding and resilience. That process should not disappear simply because technology makes answers easier to access. And designing for thinking changes instruction. It changes the tasks we create, the discussions we facilitate, the questions we ask, and really the feedback we give. Thoughtful instruction focuses less on speed and more on reasoning, more on understanding and reflection. Curiosity should remain part of learning. Students, they should still wonder. They should still explore, question, and really investigate. Curiosity, it drives deeper thinking. And deeper thinking creates more meaningful learning. That matters in every single classroom. And education should move beyond simple completion. The goal is not just finishing or producing something quickly. The goal is understanding, growth, reasoning, reflection, and really authentic thinking, especially in a rapidly changing world. Designing for thinking may be one of the most important shifts education makes moving forward. As I do a reflective close here, I think that one of the challenges educators face today is resisting the pressure to reduce learning to speed and output alone. Because students are capable of more than just producing answers. They are capable of reasoning, reflecting, questioning, imagining and analyzing. And those human thinking skills matter deeply, especially now. So maybe part of the work moving forward is designing classrooms that leave room for thinking, not just finishing. Because in the long run, deep thinking will matter far more than fast completion. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.